Over the years, you've worked with all types of different materials. Why is it that you move from medium to medium?
I think that is driven by my interest at the moment. What I'm most interested is in the social element, you know, participation. So the materials may change, but there's a constant interest on the social aspect of art. I'm interested that the work is not, it's only complete the moment that there's this element of participation, and it's basically because I want the works to come alive.
Tell me a little bit about the pieces that you will be putting together for the International.
Well, this is an installation called Disarm, and it's all made of gun parts. These are, you know, like weapons that were given to me by the Mexican army with the purpose of doing an artwork, and I decided to make a series of musical instruments. Some are to be played by humans, and the others are mechanized, so you can create a score and have them play in the, you know, like a kind of automaton. What I'm interested is in turning an agent of death into an agent of life. So I am a kind of a old-fashioned pacifist that is trying to bring kind of a different discussion about our need to curb gun availability so we see less deaths.
How do you approach a work like that?
Well, it's interesting because when you have all these parts that are to be played by the computer, you have different solenoids that beat or bang different parts that were formerly barrels of rifles or shotguns or machine guns. So, for instance, the charger of an AK-47 now become, you know, like a xylophone. And etc. So there's a kind of a very interesting upcycling of these machines that were designed for killing, but that now are making music. So for me, the idea of physical transformation of these tools for killing is also psychological transformation that speaks about our need to move from fear to trust. You can see how this metal is still visible, that this was a part of a gun, but it's not going to kill anyone anymore, but it's going to create music. What I'm trying to do with this is to show that we need to somehow find another way to solve our conflicts rather than relying on weapons.
I imagine you with these weapons surrounding you and a mallet, and you're testing each one for a tone.
Yes. You know, like, for instance, you take a rifle, and depending on the length of how you cut it, you produce a different note, so you can get an A, a B, a C. Just ranging the length of the barrel, no, and it's very interesting, you know, to suddenly find that musical ranges that emerge out of something that was intended for a totally different purpose.
When we walk into your room at the International, will we hear music right away?
Yes, although it's going to be kind of minimal because the Hall of Sculptures has a lot of echo. So we have we're kind of preparing a composition which is very subtle, and you will have kind of a series of and more like a soundscape that allows you to, you know, hear a little bit, and then the echo goes on, and then you have a new trace in the space. So it's a kind of a environment, an installation that is more like a soundscape than an actual musical song or something.
What ran through your head? What did you think about when they told you that you were going to be part of the International?
Well, the Canning is, of course, one of the most prestigious exhibitions in the world, also the oldest in the continent for modern art, and I was super excited, not only for the history of the International, but also because I respect a lot all the other artists in the show. I think that the curatorial team is amazing. And I also was very excited to visit Pittsburgh. There's places I like, such as Jerry's Records or Caliban, or, you know, it's just a city I like.
So now that you know the city a little bit, do you think your pieces will relate well with Pittsburghers?
I hope so. We're planning to do some kind of parallel activities, such as a talk at Carnegie Mellon and a little bit of exchange with musicians there.
But one last question. Hall of Sculptures, that is a fairly prestigious location. You must feel honored about that.
I am, of course. I'm very excited to show this work in the United States, and, you know, starting with Pittsburgh, because it's a work that, you know, it's about peace, and I am interested in seeing how can we address this problem of gun violence that has affected so much Mexico, and that I'm interested in seeing, and also has affected the United States. You know, the United States has also a very high rate of gun deaths. You know, I have visited many cities that have suffered a lot of, like Philadelphia and Detroit, etc., that have these kind of similar problems. So it's certainly a very polemic issue, but I think that what the intention of this is just to start the conversation.
Mr. Reyes, thank you very much for your time.
On the contrary, thanks so much.